Do you know what I mean?
Hey, good afternoon. Is Ken in?
He actually stepped out. May I ask who's calling?
My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here. Maybe you can help me out. Is there anybody else that kind of helps Ken with the finances of the business that might be able to speak with? Maybe like a CFO or an office manager or somebody like that?
It's mainly Ken, but if you want to shoot him an email, that'd probably be the best point of contact because it goes directly to his phone.
Okay. All right. I will. Yeah. What's the best email to reach him at?
Is ken.schultz@keytonautomated.com.
Keyton Automated. You guys sound busy over there right now.
Oh, man, it's extremely busy, but I mean, it's a good and bad thing.
you get the loud ruckus in the background the entire day,
yeah.
But at least
yeah.
You guys know that you guys have been staying busy the whole year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully it slows down around Christmas time.
You guys usually stay busy around this time? Is it kind of like a busy season, or are you guys what?
You know, like, it seems like we don't, like, it's like hit or miss. Like, we have some months where it's like we'll sell, like, a couple machines or whatnot, and then the next month we sell, like, 8. So then we're trying to catch up for, you know, the 8, and then we're trying, you know, it's the rotation is good, but the quantities that we're getting, like, the machines, it's because we manufacture everything here.
Mm-hmm.
It can get overwhelming at times because a lot of our vendors don't have stock of the amount that we need. So it just
okay.
It's not necessarily us. It's the stuff that we get in. Like, we don't get the right quantities, or they don't have it until, you know, the next month. So it's like, shit, you know, it's hard for us to keep up. So.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys, you know, get a lot of orders coming in, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we do for sure.
That's good. Yeah, so. Just out of curiosity, do you guys, like, I guess, offer financing for your customers to purchase the equipment?
Not necessarily in-house. A lot of our customers already have their own, whether they go through, like, their own bank or whatnot, but
mm-hmm.
It just depends. But we never really get asked, like, to finance or whatnot. They usually will find their own, and then we just go from there, so.
Right, yeah, because the bank that I work for, Bank of Cardiff, we specialize in commercial finance for customers. So,
okay.
I mean, that's kind of something I would like to talk to Ken about, see if he might be interested in that. Maybe, you know, if we could set something up and see if we can help each other out rather than, you know,
yeah, no,
everybody.
For sure. I mean, I definitely have one customer in particular that is, you know, has asked me. They ended up going, like, and finding their own. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, have you guys as a reference to, you know.
Exactly. Do you guys have anybody right now, like, that is looking to purchase some equipment that might need financing that maybe we can help you guys out immediately?
I'm not too certain. I'd have to double check and see if they're still interested. You know, we base quotes, and obviously they're good for a certain amount of time. But,
right.
You know, those orders haven't went through yet where they purchased something, so I'll just have to double-check and see.
Okay, do you happen to have
CC me?
Yeah, I was about to ask that. Do you have, like, the email address I could just CC you at?
Yeah, it's Alicia, that's A-L-E, S-I-A, at KeytonAutomated.com.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, of course, I'm here to help you guys grow the business and, you know, push those sales out. So if that's something that we can help each other out with, I would be more than happy. Because here at Bank Cardiff, you know, we're not going to be the type of bank that kind of just says, hey, take our application, give it out to your customers. We're the type that, you know, we want to keep this relationship going if this is something that becomes fruitful in the future.
Now, how does it work for you guys? Like, let's say, because, you know, our terms are, you know, I don't know how your guys' terms are. When they're getting financed through you, does it necessarily have to be, like, the machine ships, or does it have to be, you know what I mean? Like, how does it work with you guys? How does leasing companies work?
So for us, it's a much simpler process.
Okay.
What we do is we give you guys, like, our application and things. So if a customer comes to you and they want to go through the financing route, they
mm-hmm.
fill out the application, they send it over our way, along with a couple other documents, and then we see if we can get them approved for the piece of equipment that they're looking for. And once we get them approved, that usually takes around 24 hours, so it's a quick turnaround rate. We get back to them, and we see, you know, like, which program works best, which one they want to take, and then when they agree to the terms that we're, you know, laying out for them, we will, you know, give you guys the money directly. And then they will pay us. So your customers pay us, and we give you guys the money directly.
Yeah, because they have, like, interest and stuff, obviously, that they, you know, have inquired or whatnot. But
Right. Depending on whatever terms that we come up with and things like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll definitely, yes, send me that email. Because, I mean, I have, you know, obviously a lot of customers that deal directly with me. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if I have that option, that always works, you know, so that way I'm not having to wait to hear back from them. At least I know going both ways, you know, where we're at on an order or whatnot. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just send them our way and we can, you know, take care of everything and then get you guys financed for, you know, those customers.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, send me that email and then I'll touch base with Ken and see if there's anything that he needs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because you know, originally we had sent something out in the mail, like our offer for equipment financing and working capital for the business itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if you guys, you know, we're looking to bring on equipment for Keaton Automated, you know, to just to keep up with everything. If you guys are looking
yeah.
for new machines, things like
yeah.
that, we also do financing for the business, but we also help out with the customers too. So it's kind of like a
okay.
two-way street, you know.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. So I will shoot you over an email. I will shoot Ken over an email as well, so you'll be CC'd to it. And then, you know, is there a better time for me to maybe follow up with you?
Probably give me about a couple weeks, just like get all my orders together and see if maybe that's, you know, the reason why they haven't ordered. I know I have one customer that's saying, you know, they have a budget of like, you know, $18,500, so I'm wondering maybe if that's all they got approved for. Or, you know, I don't know. I have to kind of look into it.
Right,
but
right.
When they're asking for that amount, it's like, well, you know, like a labeler. They're asking for basically three pieces of equipment. And the labeler
yeah.
itself for us is like 19, but we're giving
mm-hmm.
them a lower, you know, rate, obviously. But they're looking for three pieces of equipment for that price. And we're like, I don't know. Like, I don't think so. Maybe if
yeah.
they have the leasing option or whatnot, then maybe that they can go that route. So we'll see. I'll touch base them and see. But, you know, obviously I'm not trying to sell a machine for three pieces of machines for what, only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I mean,
know?
Yeah, that's not helping at all.
At all. And then we get even busier, and then there goes my raise, you know.
Right. you got to hit those sales quota, you know.
Exactly. But, okay, well, it was nice chatting. So, for sure, send me that email, and then I'll touch base with my customers and see where they're at.
Okay, that sounds good. I will do that. Expect it in a few minutes here, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, take care now.
You
bye.
Too, bye.